Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Now from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Man, great to hear the voice of Norm Stewart right there. One of the all-time greats. So happy that he is receiving that honor, and hopefully there is much, much more for him for years to come for Norm Stewart and the accolades that he is just one of the greatest to ever do it. One of the greatest to ever roam the sideline and coach a basketball team. So I could not say enough about him as a person. He means a lot to my family, not to get into it too deep here, but when I lost my father right before I went to college, one of the people who came to my side was Norm Stewart and his wife, Virginia. And my dad and Coach Stewart were friends, and he followed through over and over to make sure that I was comfortable. And I was at Indiana, not at Mizzou. I mean, he liked to tease me about that. How did Coach Knight get you over there? But what a human. Unbelievable person. By the way, when will they learn, Drew? When will they learn? Cody Schrader is a running back at a very, very high level. I mean, all he did was get passed over in the transfer portal. He got passed over coming out of high school. He got passed over over and over again. And when Missouri brought him in, all he did was go and lead the SEC in rushing last year. Now he goes undrafted. But the San Francisco 49ers have swooped in, and they have grabbed Cody Schrader, an undrafted free agent signed very quickly and very smartly, I might add, by the San Francisco 49ers. I'm sure they see what we see, is that he has the ability to gain yards in a very short time. He can deliver punishment. Is he small? We'll see, but there are some small running backs in the NFL. Is he strong? Absolutely. Can he gain yards? Yes. Is he a great teammate? Yes. I always say in sports that those with the highest character will be the highest overachievers. And Cody Schrader is of the highest character. And I think that Cody Schrader will be an excellent addition to the San Francisco 49ers, and he will have to show and have to prove that he can be a great running back over time in the NFL, but I would not put it past him. Here we go again. Another group of people have overlooked Cody Schrader, and so the Lutheran South product has made his way to the San Francisco 49ers. Could not be happier for him. Laird Veach, the new athletic director at the University of Missouri, is going to join us at 11:15 to talk about his new job. Can't wait to chat with him. And I would not put him in this position to comment on this, but I will say it. It is nice to have somebody who wants to be at Mizzou for a long time. It is. I'll talk to him a little bit about that, but I don't want him to have to comment on previous athletic directors. But I will say that it is a big job, and I understand the pressures are high, but it really has to go to somebody who wants to be there for a long, long time and see it through the ups and the downs, and be somebody who's going to listen and someone who's going to cover the entire state and bring that university a great product, but also to bring in the fundraising dollars, but to be accessible and to understand from St. Louis to Kansas City, from the northern border to the southern border, you've got to be everywhere. And you have to be there for a long time to do that. And I think that Laird Veach is an outstanding choice. But we will talk to him about all the challenges ahead for him coming up at 11:15. Let's get into a few things you might have missed in sports overnight. First, Lionel Messi scored a couple of goals, and Inter Miami beat the New England Revolution 4-1 last night. Messi did not disappoint. How about this crowd? 65,612 at Gillette Stadium. Scored on a left-footed kick from deep inside the box for his ninth goal of the season. Broke a one-all tie in the 68th minute. That attendance record beat the previous record of 61,316 back in 2002. That was when the Revolution lost to the LA Galaxy in the MLS final. Over 65,000 in there to see Messi. City has the week off. They will be playing on May 4th at Houston. Right now, taking a look at the table in Major League Soccer, Inter Miami, as I think a lot of people anticipated, they are the number one team with Messi leading the way. They have 21 points, 6 wins, 2 losses, and 3 draws. City right now has 2 wins, 1 loss, and 6 draws. They've only lost one match. They have 12 points. They are currently sitting in 9th place, looking up at Houston, the team they are going to play on May 4th. The Battlehawks are playing right now. They are taking on DC. That game is scoreless in the first quarter. They are just getting underway on the road. We'll keep an eye on that one for you. The Battlehawks are 3-1 on the season. They have won 3 in a row. In the NHL, the Blues, of course, are on the outside looking in, but the NHL playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, are exciting nonetheless. There are 4 games today for you puckheads. It's pretty exciting to have Colorado, Winnipeg at 1:30, Nashville and Vancouver at 4, Washington and the Rangers at 7, and a late game, Edmonton at LA. The only series that could be decided tonight is the Rangers. They are up 3-0 at Washington. The other series are 2-1. Colorado leads 2-1, Vancouver's up 2-1, and Edmonton, who I think might take the West, is up 2-1. In the NBA, these are the games today. A noon tip for the Sixers at home against the Knicks. That'll be coming up here at the top of the hour. The Knicks are up 2-1 in that series. 2:30 tip for the Mavericks at home against the Clippers. Dallas is up 2-1. The Indiana Pacers look pretty good. They won a dramatic game the other night. They will be taking on Milwaukee. They're up 2-1 in their series. They tip at 6 in the late game tonight. Phoenix down 0-3. Could be swept by the Minnesota Timberwolves. That is an 8:30 tip-off. Orlando and Cleveland played yesterday. Orlando won that ball game and tied that series at 2-2. Oklahoma State overwhelmed New Orleans. The final of that one was 106-85, and the Thunder looked great. They're up 3-0 on the Pelicans. Jason Tatum had 22 last night as Boston beat Miami 104-84 to take a 2-1 lead in that series. And the Lakers finally beat Denver. First time they've done that since 22. LeBron James scored 30, and the Lakers avoided first-round elimination with a 119-108 win over the Nuggets. When we come back, we will be visited by Laird Veach, the athletic director at the University of Missouri, and I go way back with him. I will tell you how when we come back on KMOX's Sports on a Sunday Morning.
Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. We have had a good one so far. Ollie Marmel, Chris May, Chris Blair, Cardinals, Billikens, Worldwide Technology Raceway, respectively. You can go back on the Odyssey app or the KMOX.com Sports on a Sunday Morning podcast page to hear those interviews. I normally go right to guests, and I don't do long opens, but let me just tell a quick story about our next guest. I just told a personal story about Norm Stewart, so I want to say something about this guest here. My first professional play-by-play job, the first time I got asked to do play-by-play as a professional, was the University of Missouri. They asked me to fill in for Mike Kelly and do basketball in 2003 when Mizzou was ranked 5th in the country. I did the opener at Oakland University. And certainly it was a nerve-wracking but fun time for me. And this guest who joins us now was our leader of Mizzou Sports Properties. He's the general manager of Mizzou Sports Properties. What I remember about him was always there with, he was always present. He was always there with a warm handshake, with a smile, with a positive piece of advice or just good vibes overall. And everybody, and I mean everybody, liked being around him. And so it is so nice and heartwarming for me to know that he is back as the athletic director now at the University of Missouri, and that is Laird Veach. Laird, how are you?
I'm great, Tom. Thanks for that introduction. That was very kind of you. Good memory. It's crazy to me that was actually 20 years ago.
But, isn't that nuts?
Time has flown, but connections, you know, still remain. So I look forward to continuing to work with you. And it's pretty awesome. My first radio interview is in the mighty KMOX. So that seems really appropriate.
Yeah, we did. We had you on, and it's great to have you on your first radio interview here in 2024. When you think back to those times, what do you think about? 1997 is when you started with some fundraising efforts at the University of Missouri.
Yeah, it was a really fun time in my life. I mean, that was when we first got started, when our girls were born, but we were hanging out with a lot of young professionals and just really learning the business and, you know, seeing how college athletics brings people together, the connections that it makes. You know, it's fun for a young guy like that to just be able to interact with, you know, guys like Norm Stewart and Gary Pinkel and, you know, all the legends back there, but also be able to make the rounds across the state and, you know, shake hands, see people. It was a lot of fun. Learned a ton, and then that time frame, not only in the athletic department, but also my time with Learfield and being the general manager there, being a great perspective on this profession. So it was a fun time.
What did your experience in football teach you as well at K-State? Because you had the opportunity to be between the lines as well as outside the lines.
Yeah, well, you know, that certainly was the motivation for wanting to be in this profession, is the experience I had there. You know, a lot of what I learned, honestly, was how challenging it is to be a student athlete, the pressures of it, the discipline and the time management. You know, that was also a different era when, you know, there wasn't a 20-hour rule, and there was, you know, we were having, you know, 3-hour padded practices 4 days a week. So it was a little bit different that time, but, you know, I learned a lot and just, you know, how powerful that kind of experience can be to, you know, develop young people and the impact it can have on a community. It was a pretty awesome time for me to be a player there, because that was when everything sort of turned around, and the energy that brought to that community and that, you know, those people there was also part of the inspiration. So it led to a lot of great years and a really special profession.
Another guy that spent a little time at K-State, of course, we knew him as anybody I have ever been around in my life, and that is John Cadillac, who I miss every day. Great, great friend of our family as well, and I know a friend of yours. And what did John Cadillac teach you about fundraising and about Mizzou?
Yeah, well, first of all, a lot of what John taught me was really just more about life and about people. I mean, I don't know if I've ever been around a man that connected with people as well as he did. I mean, still to this day, when you mention that name, anybody that knew him, anybody who was around him, there's this like immediate emotional connection. He was just such a real, sincere, you know, heartwarming guy. And, you know, it really taught me a lot about just being yourself with people and the power that can have to develop real relationships. And but, man, he had a lot of fun. You could just laugh and shake your head. All the crazy things he said, including on air, which was, you know, I will never forget the what he had. I think it was a beef promotion, and he would talk about it on every broadcast about the steak that he had the night before, and tender as a mother's love was a line that I remember him throwing out there time again. He was a special guy.
He sure was. And you could hear it in his voice too. If they let somebody through, or if they didn't block correctly, he'd be like, oh, I mean, it was painful for him.
It was. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if an offensive line has ever got more publicity on a radio broadcast than the John Cadillac color commentating years. He was dialed into those guys up front for sure.
And when we saw Mizzou reach the mountaintop, and again, it was brief, but they ended up not winning the Big 12. They would have played for the national championship, but they were number one in the nation in 2007. Just John knowing that they had beaten Kansas, which is, of course, everything came down to that for him and for all Mizzou fans. They beat Kansas at Arrowhead Stadium. They were the number one team in America. I'll never forget what that was like.
Yeah, yeah. It is incredible the impact that that can have. If you stop and think about not only the memories and the fun times, but, you know, what that does for a fan base, you know, and really an institution, you know, like the University of Missouri, when you can rally and get that kind of exposure and just all of the energy that comes from it. You know, that's what we're shooting for, right? That's what we strive for, not only because we're competitors and that's what we want to do, but because of the real big picture impact that has on, you know, everybody involved. It's an awesome time when you're rolling and when you're winning, and we need to do everything we can to help make that happen.
What do you think of Eli Drinkwitz and what he's accomplished so far?
I've been super impressed with him. You know, obviously there's success there and the winning and the year he just had. But even in my early conversations with him, he is incredibly sharp. I mean, he is a CEO coach, and in this era, that is exactly what you need. You have to have somebody that sees beyond the X's and O's and is willing to, you know, adapt and adjust, figure out how to, you know, find advantages and push things forward, because it's a strange time in college athletics. But, you know, that strange time also creates opportunity, and he's figured out ways to try to take advantage of that and position an institution that, you know, hasn't had the level of traditional success that, you know, many in the SEC have, you know, the you know, biggest, most competitive, you know, challenging conference in the country, and, you know, found a way to you know, make the right kind of moves to get in a position to continue to be successful. So it's super impressive. I just, you know, my approach is always supporting coaches. I mean, they make or break our success. So ultimately for me, it's about, you know, partnering with him, figuring out ways that I can help him, you know, and that, you know, ultimately we can get the resources we need to be successful.
Yeah, he's got a little Cadillac in him, you know. He can connect with people, and he understands people as well. And to raise that amount of money to expand your stadium is just part of what you're going to be doing. I know that is a big task ahead that you're ready for.
Absolutely. And I you know, I had some people ask me, you know, So you haven't even got there. They just announced this. How do you feel about it? I think it's awesome. I mean, because this is what I really, if you had to pick one thing that I love doing, it's raising money for big, impactful facility projects like this. For one, it's just what I have the most experience in. So we're also kind of, you know, we're all kind of drawn to our, you know, to our core competency, if you will. But I love the energy that comes from it, the rallying point that comes around that, the ability to help ask people to help and invest in big ways, and then for them to see tangibly the impact of that. That's great for the people that give too. They enjoy it. You know, they feel part of it, and they know that they're having an impactful type of investment that's going to, you know, have long-term results. So it's a lot of fun. I mean, we got a lot of work to do. There's no question. A lot of money to raise, a lot of things to manage, but we're gonna have a good time getting after it.
Laird, I know that football dominates here in the SEC, but what do you think about Dennis Gates and his basketball program and where that is headed?
You know, I have I've had some really good conversations with Dennis. I actually have a good friend who was his former athletic director at Cleveland State. That I worked with at Kansas State. And so Scott and I have talked a lot about Coach Gates, had some really good conversations with him. I think he is a really, really talented coach. And, you know, these are challenging jobs, and you get a couple injuries and a couple things that happen the wrong way, particularly in that sport. It can move on you a little bit, but I hear wonderful things about how he operates, his energy, his approach to recruiting, and how he manages his program. So I'm really excited to work with him. I think he's going to be another good one. And we're fortunate to be able to step in and have, you know, high quality coaches, you know, particularly in those two sports that are ready to go.
Last thing for you, because I know this is a whirlwind of a time. I don't want to take up any more of your time. There's a lot going on here, a lot of moving pieces, and you and your family get to go back to Columbia, where three of your children were born and how emotionally tied you are to Columbia, but I do want to ask you about St. Louis in particular. What is your opinion of St. Louis and its impact on what you were trying to get accomplished?
It is unquestionably the biggest and most important market that we need to connect with. I remember that even from, you know, my time as a fundraiser or my time with as being a, you know, the general manager of Mizzou. You know, it's the biggest market, and it is right there next door, and in so many ways has the potential to continue to be, you know, that home ground for Mizzou. So we've got to get there and work it. I certainly recognize it. In fact, that's going to be my first trip. Really, I'm going to the SEC meetings next week. So this week I'm going to be in Memphis. I'm transitioning out, trying to wrap things up here, starting to get things in my head about what all's going there at Mizzou. And then the following week I'll be at SEC meetings for a few days, and then I'll be in St. Louis the latter part of the week. So we just got to be there and connect. I do know that even from my time before, that it's a place you got to really know people. You got to really connect with and understand their history and how they work together. So I'll be over there a bunch, and you know, we really need that type of support, particularly out of that community, for us to achieve the high aspirations that we have.
Good to hear, and good to catch up with you. Glad to have you on KMOX for your first radio interview. Hope we have many more to come. Thank you very much, Laird.
Me too. Thanks for the time, and M-I-Z.
Z-O-U. There he is, Laird Veach, the athletic director of the University of Missouri. It's 11:30. John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations of the Cardinals, next.
Tom Ackerman.
As the big Cardinal audience starts rolling in for this pregame at 11:45, we spend the next 5 minutes with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. Always great to visit with you. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, good morning, Tom.
Great couple of wins for the Cardinals in New York against the Mets. I wanted to ask you a couple of things. Number one, pitching. You went out in the offseason. You said you were going to acquire pitching, and you certainly did that, and it has come through in a big way in the bullpen first. Let's do that. With Romero, Kittredge backing up Helsley, that is quite the 1-2-3 punch so far, John Mozeliak.
Yeah, I think the three of them, first off, the acquisition of Kittredge has proven to be very big, because the way it's lining up, it gives the manager a lot of flexibilities on how he thinks about the seventh or eighth, depending on right or left. And then, you know, Helsley's just, you know, he just looks a little different to me this year, a lot more confident in his pitches. And so just with the three of them throwing so well, it just lines up really well once we have a lead. So that's a good thing. Obviously, I think getting Middleton back will be a big a plus for us, just because it gives us a little bit more flexibility. You have to remind yourself, I mean, it's great what we're seeing, but we're only a month into the season, so there's a lot of baseball left. And, you know, bullpens can get tired quick if you're not careful. And so one of the things that's been nice is how our starting pitching has gotten us a little deeper in games, especially when you sort of compare to last year. So, net-net, the rotation and the bullpen have looked really strong. And, you know, of course, over the course of the year, you're going to see other people contributing, and that's certainly our hope. And, you know, most recently we sent down Zach Thompson and Palante, hopefully stretch them out a little bit to give us a little bit of depth should we need it. They have some things they've got to work on, but, you know, overall feel pretty good about where our pitching is at this point.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The season.
Now, I would think so, as the Cardinals will send Lance Lynn out there, another one of your acquisitions, to take on the Mets today. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you about was Jordan Walker going to Memphis, and get your thoughts on the move to continue to develop your young outfielder.
Yeah, excuse me. When you look at where he was offensively last year, we thought that he would take another step forward from that standpoint. And, you know, he spent a lot of the offseason really focused on his defense. And I think, you know, our fans and all of us would agree he definitely has improved from where he was last year from a defensive standpoint. But, you know, unfortunately, when your team's not hitting and here's a young guy trying to make that impact from an offensive standpoint, he was really struggling. And, you know, I don't think it's fair to him to try to have him work through some of these things at this level. It's a really hard league to learn how to hit. You can ask some of the players that have spent many, many years in this game. I think back to Yadi as an example of he was a young player that, because his defensive skills were so good, he always kept getting promoted. And, you know, had he given him a little bit more opportunity to probably hone his offensive skills, he might have been even a more impactful hitter throughout his career at the big league level. And so I think in, you know, Jordan's case, let him catch his breath, let him get that swing to where he feels like he's locked in, and then I assure you we'll see him again.
And then real quick, I understand Dylan Carlson starting to move around pretty well.
Yeah, so he'll go out Tuesday and begin his rehab. And so if all things go well, you know, we could see him in a week. So, you know, obviously we got to make up at-bats as best we can and give him real game experience. But, yeah, he's feeling good and he's cleared to go.
Thank you very much for the updates and for making time for us as we get closer to first pitch. We appreciate it always.
All right. Thanks, Tommy.
Great to visit with Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. We're coming up on pregame, a little earlier game today, 12:40 for the Cardinals and the Mets. Thanks very much to Mo. Thank you to Laird Veach for giving us his time. He does his first radio interview here on KMOX, and we can't thank him enough. How about Chris May? He was terrific today as well, the AD at SLU on that note. Chris Blair, the general manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway, joined us to talk extensively about the upcoming NASCAR race, year three for the Enjoy Illinois 300 at Worldwide Technology Raceway. And we heard, of course, from Cardinals manager Ollie Marmol. You're going to hear him in the pregame, which is upcoming. And then at 12:40, first pitch, Cardinals and Mets. For our producer, Drew Young, I'm Tom Ackerman. Thanks for joining us. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.